Thank you for watching this presentation on Swiss Re's third quarter and first 9 months 2016 results. I'm David Cole, Swiss Re's Group CFO. Let's start today's presentation with a look at the financial highlights included on slide two. Q3 2016 was a strong quarter for Swiss Re, with positive contributions from all of our business units. Group net income was $1.2 billion, bringing us to a total net income for the first 9 months of $3 billion. Both the Q3 ROE of 12.8% and the ROE for the first 9 months of 11.6% demonstrate the continued quality of our underwriting and investment portfolios in a challenging environment. During Q3, reinsurance delivered $896 million of net income, underpinned by the continued solid underwriting performance of our P&C and life and health businesses. Corporate Solutions reported an ROE of 16.5%, and Life Capital generated strong gross cash of $248 million. The group ROI for the quarter was a strong 3.5%. Our group economic solvency ratio remains comfortably above our risk tolerance level. FINMA is expected to introduce some changes to the Swiss solvency test in January 2017. We would expect these to have a positive impact on our group SST ratio, while not impacting our excess capital over the 100% minimum requirement. We will update you in due course on these changes and potential implications. Considering the current financial condition of the group, we will launch the share buyback program on the 4th of November 2016, as we've meanwhile received all the necessary approvals. On this page, you'll find the usual overview of key figures for the group, as well as for each of our segments. Let's now take a look at the performance of property and casualty reinsurance in more detail. With an annualized return on equity of 21.6% for the quarter, P&C Re delivered a strong result. The underwriting performance benefited from benign large Nat Cat losses and favorable prior year development across all main lines of business. The quarter was, however, impacted by a series of agricultural losses in Europe, resulting from extreme weather conditions. While market conditions remain challenging, we continue to successfully execute our differentiation strategy with premium growth driven by large and tailored transactions in both the U.S. and Europe. Moving to life and health reinsurance, the business segment reports another quarter of good results and remains within its target ROE range. The ROE for the first 9 months also remains strong, despite an inflated equity base from unrealized gains. On the income side, the quarter's underwriting result was in line with expectations, and the business segment benefited from a strong contribution from asset management. The net operating margin of 11.6% reflects the quality of our life and health portfolio. Corporate Solutions remained disciplined and focused on the quality of its portfolio during Q3. Further market softening meant that gross premiums written remained stable. In terms of operating performance, the combined ratio of Corporate Solutions benefited from the absence of large Nat Cat events and from favorable prior year developments in the quarter. However, when assuming an average large loss burden, we currently expect the full year combined ratio to exceed the 101% estimate we provided at the beginning of the year. The reasons for this are higher than expected small and medium-sized losses, and the fact that we continue to invest in the growth to broaden Corporate Solutions' business capabilities and footprint. Recently, we opened an office in Hong Kong, and on October the 13th, we announced the launch of a joint venture with Bradesco Seguros, creating a leading commercial large risk insurer in Brazil once completed. This transaction contributes to Corporate Solutions' strategy by enhancing its market position in Latin America. During the third quarter, Life Capital delivered against all performance metrics, continuing the track record set year to date. The increase in gross premiums written was supported by the growth of the open book life and health businesses. In spite of the impact from UK interest rates falling further in the third quarter, Life Capital delivered strong gross cash generation during the period. EBIT and net income were also strong, supported by the underlying performance of the business, as well as a positive UK investment market performance. The return on equity for the quarter was 7.8%, at the upper end of the 6 to 8% midterm target range. Looking ahead, we will continue to accelerate the growth in Life Capital's open books, as well as seek attractive opportunities in the closed book space. Our asset management team continues to deliver strong results, notwithstanding the challenging market environment and low yields. In Q3 2016, the return on investments was 3.5%. Our overall invested asset base increased from the prior year, driven primarily by the Guardian acquisition, which also increased our credit allocation. We reduced our equities position throughout the quarter, realizing profits from the positive market performance over the recent periods. In turn, net realized gains were moderately higher versus the prior year. Our running yield continues to be negatively impacted by the low level of reinvestment yields, and as a result, was below last year's level. Impairments remain low relative to the overall portfolio, reflecting its high quality. U.S. GAAP common shareholders' equity increased during the third quarter, driven by our strong net income and unrealized gains, mainly from movements in credit spreads. This increase was partially offset by pension adjustments due to assumption changes on mortality and interest rates. Before I conclude, let me touch on our widely recognized engagement in sustainability. We are proud that Swiss Re was again named industry leader in the prestigious Dow Jones Sustainability Indices, as well as being sector leader in the CDP Financials and receiving other sustainability awards. This external recognition underscores the measures we take to operate as a responsible company, be it with regards to underwriting, investments, or our own environmental footprint. We also continue our efforts to engage with insurance clients and governments to create innovative solutions. Recent examples include parametric insurance deals with two Chinese provincial governments and the reinsurance cover we provide to the U.S. government through the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And finally, I hope to see many of you at our Investor Day on the 2nd of December, when we will update you on our business priorities and strategy. Thank you for watching this presentation on Swiss Re's third quarter and 9 months 2016 results.